Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2, and also InsideSTL.com. I'm Charlie Marlowe, filling in for Tim McKernan. We've got Doug Vaughn, we've got the cat, and we are live at Billy G's in Kirkwood this morning with literally piping hot takes because we are facing each other in front of a fire, gentlemen. A fire right in front of us as we break down a huge Cardinals win with some controversy and other fine topics this morning.
If I get any closer to the flames, I will not have any eyebrows. But it feels good. We went from 95 degrees every day to now, where's my coat? I mean, it happened like overnight, didn't it? I'm not ready for the cold weather.
I like this weather.
At this time of year, is this even on? At this time of year, Doug, that happens. We transition from one temperature set into another.
I understand that, and I'm not ready for it. I'm not happy
about
it. Well,
you got a fire right in front of you, so why don't you snuggle up with Charlie?
I'm not looking forward to coat weather. If I never see another snowflake the rest of my life, I'd be fine with
that. Well, you live here,
but this isn't snow.
It's
perfect.
It's
fall weather.
This is okay.
A nice coat.
It's what's coming after this that's got me bummed.
Right, yeah, but don't worry about that.
Except for the fact you said this is okay, but then you were, like, just whining and complaining.
I don't want it any colder than this. Even this is a little too chilly. I could live in Phoenix, I think.
Why don't you move there?
I think I'd love to.
Phoenix, Arizona puts the heat up on you. I should warn you, the girl's as fine as California.
Where's the bell? Where is the bell?
You like cold weather? You like the snow in the winter?
Doug, we're talking about right now.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm talking about the winter.
This is beautiful. This is fall weather. This is football. This is throw on a nice jacket and rake the leaves. This is go to the pumpkin patch with your little tyke and get him a nice gourd and
some
cider.
Don't say gourd.
I'm going to do that,
Charlie.
Don't say gourd. No, I like it. I like it. And you know what?
You're not going to buy a gourd.
Producer Joe put it best when he said fall time is here.
Fall time is here. It's why it's depressing is because of what's after it.
Well, I'm not depressed because I'm here with you two fellas and Seymour, who we all have logged complaints against this morning because we feel because Tim is in Vegas shooting it that Seymour is like riding on his reputation now and not doing the little things that made him Seymour and made us love him, including no suspension log you will hear for Doug. No hot take bell. No hot take bell. How can you put this show on the road without the hot take bell? We are rolling hot takes.
Well, I have no excuse for the hot take bell, but the Doug has to show me where he keeps the log now. It's in a hidden location.
Oh, it's just in a desk back there in the office.
Middle management just point the finger at someone else. Yeah.
I'll take notes.
Go to lunch.
And my notes will be copious.
Well, there's nothing.
And they will be transferred into the suspension log.
Transcribed?
Any names.
If we're going to err, let's err on the side of the security and the sanctity of the suspension log.
Okay, I think
all right, well, let's
sense.
Get back to the hot take bell.
Yeah, what's with that?
I have no excuse for that.
I feel bad because I feel like Seamonster deep down is really, he's disappointed about it. We're clearly joking, but before the show started, I was like, Seamonster, where's the hot take bell? And he looked at me, and he wasn't smiling.
Mm.
I think he was disappointed in himself.
We're kidding, because we know the show isn't good, and we could have 30 hot take bells, and the take still wouldn't be hot.
Where would you buy a hot take bell? Is that an office supply store?
I would say Office Depot.
Yeah, they have one right down
right
the street.
Right at the mall, Bed, Bath, and Bells.
Correct. Where is it? See, like a comment like that, you want to ring it right afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But we have fire right in front of us.
Yeah, right in my face.
I took a picture of you two. You were talking earlier, and I put the camera low, the camera phone low, and you had this fire coming up from the table with you two just breaking down whatever you're talking about.
With hot takes.
With hot takes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to have some kind of take. They might as well be hot.
Sure. How about this? For the Tease Farm Captain's Log, 8:15, the picks of the week with Jared from the Wheelhouse, 8:40. Ken Jeong, the actor known for roles on Dr. Ken and in the Hangover trilogy, You know Chow? Chow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chow.
He's that guy from that thing. He also did a series of commercials that were funny. Do you remember
there was one?
He's that guy from the thing. Mm-hmm.
So he also writes and produces Dr. Ken for ABC. That's brought to you by DraftKings. 9 o'clock, Rick Hummel, the Hall of Fame Cardinals reporter, brought to you by Hot Shots. At 9:20, Wayne Turley will be talking to us from Catherine Cares. That's why we're here at Billy G's this morning. The theme of today's remote, we're celebrating Catherine Cares, a restaurant partnership with Billy G's. Catherine Cares, inviting everyone to come to Billy G's throughout the day and tonight to celebrate the partnership and to learn more about the services that Catherine Cares provides. And as part of this celebration theme, they will also publicly announce later, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this, but they have a new campaign that will break down, and it's pretty cool. That's with Wayne Turley at 9:20. 9:45, the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, Doug. Imagine, this week has been so good. Think about breaking all the hot takes down to just like a minute or two.
Okay.
There was so much to choose from.
It's a couple minutes we don't have to talk.
Yeah, except without Tim, how are we going to have a cut that's worthy of replaying?
Probably won't. Maybe there'll be old cuts.
Or just dead air.
Dead air's fine.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to the break then at 9:45. We'll have a couple minutes to just kick back and do next to nothing.
Also, Doug, text of the day.
Yeah.
A free roast beef sandwich at Lion's Choice.
You don't give it out, though.
No, I will. You know what? This morning I was looking. First of all, I do think in terms of kind of handing out different responsibilities, I feel like one of you two should be the monitorer of the text line. And then I can just focus on the live reads and such.
I'll do it.
I'm concerned there'll be filth on my computer, Chuck.
I do have it up, and you know what? People are being positive.
Are but they? You know what?
They're being witty.
But they could put a picture, and my computer is facing a street, so someone could, oh, look what's on, and it's a text line.
No, I agree with you. That's the thing. I'm facing you guys, so my back is where all most of the people will sit, although, as you said, you guys are, you know, your backs are to the street. So if somebody in the text line sends a bad picture, somebody could come behind me and think I'm looking at that.
Yeah, right. But mine is on the street, so they could drive by and they go, hey, look what's on Jim's computer. Why, it's a naked picture of Peter Tork from Monkey's.
Sure. How about this picture? A picture of Doug Vaughn from yesterday.
Did you see that? That was funny, actually. And I know you don't follow me blocked, and I'm fine with that. But your sports director had a very good tweet, because what we had yesterday, and we're easing into breaking down a wonderful Cardinal finish, but one laden with controversy. But before the game, there it was, 5-4, Frank, Doug, 5-4, Doug, Frank. And it was like they were battling for local muddling news affiliate supremacy.
Second place. And let's be real. They were battling for the second place spot.
You guys weren't even there.
Actually, Zach Choate was there.
I know, but these guys were going live because they were like, this is urgent. And Zach and the Channel 2 philosophy was, we'll get to it after the book fair story. We don't have to go live.
That book fair was important to the community.
So Steve Savard, who was
raised a lot of money,
who was a former sports director and now a news anchor at Channel 4 and a very, very good guy and very good at what he does, tweeted out a picture. And there was Frank bringing the news. And then the other guy, who he said apparently had no interest in interacting with lady journalism, Doug Vaughn, just looking off blankly into space.
No, I wasn't looking blankly. I was looking for hard news scoops. Frank was doing Happy Talk Sports, and I was looking for some sort of hard news scoop. That's who I am.
So you're scoop.
Are great.
Yes.
Men wanted.
Is that it?
We cut off the
women
end of the
women wanted to be like
drop.
Him, and guys wanted to be with him.
There you go. What was your pregame scoop? Like the lineup?
Something like that.
The pitching matchup?
No, it was. It had a hard edge to it.
The standings?
It had a hard edge to it.
Oh,
well,
I heard the deal, folks. It was accountability plus.
Yep. Entering the night, the Cardinals are 1.5 games back or 1 game back. And here's
what
happens.
Doing? Yes. What are you doing?
I'm just kind of shifting.
You're looking for something.
I think, Doug, you're going to be cold.
I'm fine.
No, you're going to be cold.
Right now I'm hot. I've got this fire right in my face.
I feel good. It feels kind of like a nice hearth.
It's burning the top two layers of skin off my face right now.
Yeah, mine too. But this is perfect weather for going out to get a gourd. apparently.
Isn't that a nice kind of little...
I've never bought a gourd in my life.
A little trip. You go out there, you get your... Is it pumpkin or punkin?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
You get your pumpkin, mm-hmm. you get your cider, maybe you get a few apples at your local...
Eckert's.
Yeah, I was waiting, because is there another sponsor that we have that
oh,
also
Tease
does
Farms.
That?
Yeah, Tease Farms. Farms.
That's why. That's
that.
Why
sure.
I didn't name a specific business.
Shame on me. Yeah, Eckert's would not be as good a choice as Tease Farms.
Correct.
Plus, Tease Farms is more convenient. There's three locations.
Our sponsors are always the best options when it comes to doing the things you'd like to do in life.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have them as sponsors.
Like Billy G's in Kirkwood.
The place to be. Great chicken parmesan. The cools like the chicken spadini. I'm not cool, so I like the chicken parmesan. Greg is a cool. But the nice thing, like, we have sponsors lining up, just handing us money, and we're not going to take money from everyone.
We can't accept all of them.
Just the best. The best of the very best. That's why Billy G's is an important sponsor, and that's why we're here today. And also, for a charity we're going to be learning more about later on, which provides a wonderful service.
Catherine Cares. We'll be talking with Wayne Turley coming up at 9:20, Doug. Write that down.
All right. I've got it written down here.
That's not written down. It's actually
printed.
It's printed out.
I've got it here.
Why are you lying?
I'm not lying. It's down. It's typed down. It's written. It's okay.
All right. Because you're the quarterback, so you're Tim today, which means I work for you, Charlie. So you said let's divvy up the responsibilities.
I have the text line up.
Here's Stephen Wildwood. Which Cardinal would guys most want to be with? And a picture of Adrian's med.
Which Cardinal would guys most like to be with? Like, who's
I think
the cutest?
I was clear.
Like, who's the cutest Cardinal?
That's where we're going with
Look,
this.
I just read the question, okay?
I know, I'm stalling.
Why?
Because, like, when you don't know the answer, you repeat the question over, and while you're doing that, you give yourself another 7 to 10 seconds, Doug, to think of your answer.
The answer is Johnny Peralta.
He's definitely cute. And you know what? I agree with you. Here's why. Johnny Peralta and I... Both born on the exact same day, May 28th, 1982.
And one guy making millions and one guy making 17.5 is the number three
hey,
guy.
Yeah. Hey, one guy making millions and the other is a baseball star.
Good one, Charlie.
And so now you're going to walk into that Cardinal locker room maybe tonight knowing that on the radio today you said, yes, that Johnny Peralta is cute.
He's not listening.
I was wearing Jordan Walton's underwear on the way home.
Oh, there was that too.
So well, that's true.
I'm very comfortable with myself, my sexuality. It's all good.
Yeah, okay. I'm not comfortable with this, Doug.
Exactly. That's why I don't look at the text line.
No.
And I have to face it toward the fire.
I know. That's why instead I'm going to have the ESPN.com box score up from last night's contest at Busch Stadium. A 4-3 Cardinals victory. Kat, you were there at the end.
Oh, you were.
Yes, I was. I got there in the seventh inning. I said the end.
All right.
Yeah. So why'd you try to, like, act like I wasn't?
Because I like giving you a hard time, Charlie. That's my way of showing fondness.
Okay. Either way, a lot
Zach Choate wasn't there when these guys were bringing live heat pregame, so I just assumed the book fair story was going to be rerun postgame.
How do you know Zach Choate wasn't at a different live location with a better angle, a better backdrop, and better information?
No, because I saw Zach Choate the night before in this location where Frank and Doug were last night, and apparently, like, when the big boys came in, they were like, okay, Zach, you can't be here.
Right, run along now. Run along
They're
now.
They're like, hey, this is the live spot for people that are at least 75 years old and have been on local TV since at least 1981. Get out of here, you young whippersnapper.
Is that how we sound to you?
I have Emmys older than you. I have boxer shorts older than you. I have a scrapbook that's 473 pages. I have a quill pen that's older than you. I like Milano cookies because Pepperidge Farm remembers.
All this, you believe, happened right there in front of the Cardinal dugout.
I saw
is
it.
Is that what you're claiming?
I saw it.
See, no, but what did happen is Frank and Doug, they came in hot. They're ready to report the news to Cardinal Nation for all the viewers of their early news, all 17 of them. And then Zach was like, it's too hot in here. I can't compete.
Run
it's
along
getting
now.
Hot in her.
Frank,
don't act like people don't watch the local news. All right? I look at the
stop.
Ratings.
Okay.
What was that?
Okay, stop, Charlie. I make fun of people not watching our pregame show, too, okay? I make fun of everything.
I'm mad right now.
I know you are, bro. But I will tell you this.
I'm actually
so, not.
So the top of the ninth goes about as poorly as you could possibly have it go. Cardinals on the doorstep of getting a must-have win. Randall Grichuk misplays the ball. Then a little innocuous nubber brings home the game-tying run.
You'll swing and bunt.
Matt Carpenter walks. Yachty, who had already homered in the game in a very touching moment because his brother Benji was up in the booth doing the Spanish broadcast, which is something new for the Cardinals. They're doing it. They did it last night and tonight, first ever. So he points to his brother and motions to his brother. Then he hits this ball that goes deep to left and apparently was a ground rule double. Carpenter scores, and at that moment it was total confusion and chaos because it was clear that it was a ground rule double. And for me it was surreal because I grabbed Yachty to do the post-game interview, and they said, we can't go to the interview yet until it's confirmed that, because they thought it might still be reviewed at some point.
Yeah.
And it was chaos, and Yachty was like, I don't know what's happening. And so we're waiting to do the thing. And then at some point, I go, can you wait a second? And then at some point, Yachty said, I think I should probably go inside. And I was like, yes, go, yeah. Go. And then apparently what had happened was they needed to log a protest. The Reds manager, Price, apparently had 10 seconds to do so. Didn't. The umpiring crew was gone. You saw him running to the umpiring room to try to talk to him. By then it was done. And his thing was, and I think it is a valid point, Price said, we're in the dugout below the field of play, so we couldn't see where the ball hit. And if four umpires on the field couldn't, and it's so loud we can't hear the phone ring, what are we supposed to do? So he acknowledged that he was supposed to make an instantaneous challenge. He didn't. But his point was, it's a terrible rule because Major League Baseball should want to get the play right as opposed to following some rule for convenience sake.
Hard to argue with him on that. 10 seconds is not much time to get out of the dugout and let your umpire know that you're going to challenge. That's not much time at all.
Why wouldn't you just challenge it anyway?
You know,
I don't know. What I don't understand. Why would you? You just had the game. Like
maybe he had no idea. Maybe watching the dugout, how could he tell whether the ball hit the top of the outfield wall or that sign that's just a foot above? He probably had the worst view in the park, especially his left fielder doesn't react like it hit the sign. His left fielder apparently missed it. The umpires all missed it. I don't know how you could say that the manager sitting in the dugout should have had a better view than the left fielder and the umpires.
And the whole 10-second, 30-second deal, as I understand, because I was watching MLB Network afterwards.
Whoa.
Hey. After your pregame show. This is later. No, I was
postgame. We have a postgame too.
I know. I was live at Busch Stadium until 11:30 right. at night. So I didn't get home until about midnight.
Had the book fair story.
I had the book fair story. That was the lead. And then it was my story because people didn't know what happened with the Cardinals game. There was no way to find out who won the game besides tuning in to Fox 2 to check it out. But, again, MLB Network put up a graphic with the 10-second and 30-second, as you just said. But apparently with game-ending plays, it actually has to be instantaneous. That's
right.
The verbiage
which is,
there.
Which, right. Well, I thought I just said that. You have 10 seconds, which by definition is instantaneous.
I know, I don't even think the 10 seconds apply. I think it only has the word
instantaneous. You're right. And Mike Matheny cited that at his post game, and Price's thing was like, it's a terrible rule. And you would think that the umpires have a little leeway on that. You know, the Cardinals might have won it anyway. I mean, they were in a pretty good situation at that point.
And this team's ready to soar.
But it does kind of – like that was as surreal as I've ever been a part of with a player who had no idea who says, I should probably go in. Yes, you should. It reminded me of that game against Kansas City where the game was going on. It was a rain delay. It was like I forget what time they started, but no one was in the stadium. They were on the field, and they had me doing reports about puddles because we had so much time to fill. And I'm on the field talking live, and here comes Yachty running out. Oh, they're starting. I guess I better get off the field. It was kind of surreal like that.
Well, it does seem like that rule needs to be changed. If that had gone against the Cardinals and cost them a chance to be in the postseason, we would be screaming bloody murder right now.
I think we're able to separate ourselves from the situation and just look at it from a fairness point of view.
I think we usually do that.
Yes, I think so. When it's clearly the game has been decided on that call, I think a manager needs more than 10 seconds to get out of the dugout and approach the umpire and let him know they want to challenge it. I mean, what's the point of the rule? He'd have to almost sprint out of the dugout. From the second it happened, he'd almost have to run to the umpire to get there in 10 seconds.
But also, you would think that when you're an umpire and there's a bunch of them out there, their job is to not only watch the game but know the ground rules. The Cardinals, of course, it's their home park. They know the ground rules. And even the Reds and Brian Price, he's been the manager there for a while. They play the Cardinals, what, 9 times at Busch every year. They know the ins and outs of the rules at Busch Stadium. I just think it's weird because I was in the press box. I was getting ready to kind of go down to do post game, and when the ball was hit, I'm watching it, and in my head, I think because I could see it. Obviously, you're up top in the press box. You actually have a better vantage point than down on the field. And when the ball was hit, I go, okay, that's going to be a ground rule double. Then you see Carpenter score. You see the celebration. And I probably only watched the field for 15 seconds before I walked downstairs to do postgame, but you saw the celebration. I'm looking at the field. There appeared to be no protest. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see, because we would have seen if the manager walks out.
No one went
ballistic. The umpires, right.
No
if the
one,
umpires.
That's why it was surreal. Except then you see that the Reds are not leaving the field.
But that had to be a good minute later.
Yeah, agreed. But all of a sudden, like, you know, as we're getting ready for postgame, it was clear that confusion had reigned. And I walked over to the Reds dugout because there was a lot of them just standing there looking at disbelief. And I saw Brandon Phillips, who was apparently hurt. And I said, what do you think just happened? And he said, I saw that it hit the sign and I'm screaming, it's a ground rule double. And he said, this is Phillips. And he said, he saw Price, like everyone's yelling, it hit the wall. And he said, by the time Price turned, the umpires were running off the field, and that's when he went in pursuit.
The left fielder should have thrown his hands up in the air. That would have probably stopped it all. But it's kind of hard in real time for people at a lot of different.
You can't pin that
on
the
left. In real
time,
it was hard on TV to know if it hit the wall or if it hit the sign. You couldn't really tell.
But the left fielder, I mean,
he's running after the ball.
Right. And
can he
think ahead, like, if I don't raise my hands, no one is going to see this? Like, you can't know that in the heat of the moment.
Well, that's kind of what the video system is supposed to prevent. Our games being decided on a bad call, and the system is in place, but the 10-second rule prevented it from working.
And I think Danny Mac was all over it. He knew instantly what was going on, and he said, this is going to be a tough spot for Major League Baseball because this game doesn't just impact the Cardinals. It also impacts the Giants, so the Giants aren't going to be too happy about the way it went. But if that's the rule, I guess
change the rule.
But the rule.
Change the rule because it'll come back to bite the Cardinals someday. Instead of 10 seconds, give them a minute.
But this isn't about the Cardinals. Make sure it's a win before I say that. Yeah, it's officially a win. Okay, but the rule maybe should be looked at, but not for last night.
Let me ask you this. A couple weeks ago.
Not for last night.
Let's start the rule. Let's start it today.
It should be last night's win should definitely be grandfathered in.
Sure.
Just purely from a fairness standpoint.
Correct.
Not last
because
night, but
really,
moving forward.
It doesn't affect the Reds. They don't really care that they lost another game.
A couple weeks ago, we had Central Michigan football beating Oklahoma State on a crazy play that, in retrospect, should not have happened. So you had Oklahoma State people saying, if Central Michigan, if they want to be have integrity and do the right thing, they should give that win back. So do you think the Cardinals should come out, make a statement, say, Reds, come on back.
No,
let's start the game again in the ninth, and let's be fair about this.
Again, what we're going to do is we're going to separate ourselves from any sort of rooting interest
and
just operate purely in search of justice. So something like that would just open the, we're going to go
Pandora's box.
We're going to go back in time. You can't do that. Last night that's locked away.
But starting today, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Now, that was locked away, right?
So we should just say our thoughts and prayers are with the Cincinnati Reds today. But the victory should be grandfathered
and
in.
That's locked in place. Yeah. And then moving forward, starting this second, we could look at it from a fairness
standpoint. Let's do this.
Right.
Let's take any games that happen. And I'm not specifically talking about the Cardinals at
all.
Right,
because we're operating from a different point of view.
All the games, let's take all those games, Doug, and put them in a lockbox. Okay, you can't get to them. But then, of course, starting today, everything should be fair, especially if it affects the Cardinals in a negative way.
Why would you use the term lockbox, which is famous as a statement of Gore, and Doug is politically charged and he doesn't like Al Gore?
I like to kind
of needle
Gore.
Him.
Sometimes things are put in that lockbox and they're rated anyway.
Let me tell you this. If you don't think global warming exists, we have fire literally right in front of us as we're doing a radio show.
It's not global warming.
This is
climate
change. Earth.
This is caused by propane
this
tank.
This is from the earth. There's just fire coming out of these rocks
out
of nowhere.
Gas.
Do you go by global warming or climate change?
Who cares? Like, does it matter? Don't you think that's one of those PC kind of semantic arguments?
That's what the world is now.
I hate that, though. Like, let's all call that out, even if it doesn't benefit us. I'm tired of the dumb labels, you know?
Doug, are you tired?
Well, we pivoted quickly.
You know what? From this day forward.
No politics. Hey.
From this day forward.
No politics till 9:30.
We won't be bound by the constraints of political correctness. But up until this moment.
Sure.
It's fine.
All right.
It's like, again, it would be too complicated with the red tape and such to change the rule and go back. But yeah, going forward, of course, you want to be 100% fair.
Yeah, and that win is secured and put away and you can't touch it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, I agree
with bank. And our thoughts or prayers remain with the Cincinnati Reds.
I'm not worried about the red legs, though, but Bruce Bochy did say afterwards, tough break for Cincinnati, tough break for us. I'm paraphrasing.
They were down 2-0 and he came back and won.
Because he knew that win had been put in a lockbox. So nothing he could say could change it.
They were discussing the game, the Cardinals game, during the Giants broadcast because they showed the scoreboard and they talked about that play. And that's understandable. Again, if that had happened to the Giants, Cardinals, players, and fans would be very disappointed about that.
Yeah, but
let's be real.
We're moving forward, and so that, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a learning experience. Really, more than anything else. It's a good thing that this came up. So in the future, if other teams like the Giants should get a win in this fashion, it can indeed be overturned.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Let's just say, hypothetically, the exact same play happened tonight when the Cardinals were taking on the Pirates and the Cardinals got another victory. I'm thinking if that happens, you might as well just wait till the next season, you know what I'm saying, to really implement it. You don't want to muddle it during the 2016 season.
Not midstream, you don't.
Correct.
Can. Yeah, because, again, that would open the door to anarchy and chaos.
Right, you don't want to.
Now, if the Cardinals are negatively affected, then I understand why. You have to get the call right away.
It's only fair. Yeah. I mean, are we on the side of law and order or not? So, yeah, I'd be all for that. I mean, this is a game that could affect who wins the World Series because the Cardinals still have a chance to win the World Series.
Yesterday, though, you said the Cardinals are going to, I believe.
Well, I think they might.
After last night,
it's
kismet. On the text line, someone said don't say and such, and there's a nice picture of Doug and Lefty Jaxmyr.
I like Lefty. Good guy.
Yeah, Lefty shows up at all the remotes, or many of them anyway. This one. He's an Illinois guy. This
some people
a long way for him to go.
Some people are going
to
come down, though. I already had somebody on the fan pin ask if we wanted some Egg McMuffins. Actually, it's Matthew Ehrenreich, who works with Edward Jones. He's a sponsor. He's the gentleman that sponsored Deke Dotem during our remote broadcast in Chicago.
Oh, he did.
And he said, do you guys want some Egg McMuffins? I said, yes, all day, every day. Like, you don't have to ask. You can just bring them because we're going to want them.
I better not eat one. If this guy sponsored Deke Dotem, what do you think he might put in my
Egg
McMuffin?
He's also Charlie's financial advisor. In fact, Charlie, when baseball season ends and I have a little bit more time to take care of family business, I'm going to take my Edward Jones account and transfer it to him because, and this isn't a knock on Edward Jones at all because they're a fine company, but they've been really consistent at losing money for me. So I'm going to get a new guy because I think this guy is the answer to my problems.
Even though he's also with Edward Jones.
Yeah, I just think maybe I got the wrong. You know, every team has productive players, you know, for example. On this show, Doug and I are middle-of-the-lineup guys. You're sort of at the end of the order. You know, just different strengths and weaknesses. So I'm going to go to – I think your guy is a middle-of-the-order guy, so I'm going to go to him.
Well, I will say, just to be honest, I do work with Edward Jones. He's not my guy, only because I didn't know him when I first started.
But the way you talk about it, it seems like he's your guy.
Well, he is because he's a great guy, and he's a sponsor.
Oh, so you're kind of playing with words there.
No, because –
So you don't have money with him?
8 or so years ago, I didn't know this gentleman, so I put my money with a different Edward Jones.
Well, you move it to this guy's account.
I probably will.
Well, I'm going to. I'm going to.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to support the sponsors.
How about that, Doug?
Yeah. I need to get a guy with retirement coming up.
Why does it have to be a guy?
A guy or gal, whoever. I don't care. I need to. My 401k, I'm too heavily involved in high-risk stocks.
In the Asian
growth,
markets?
Growth stocks, I believe they would call them.
Who manages your 401k?
I do.
Oh, it's not like Fidelity or one of
those? Oh, well, I have one at work now. It's kind of different since we have new owners.
Oh, so you're like a multi-401k guy.
Yeah.
And hashtag
it's,
blessed.
It's kind of all over. It's not like there's a lot of money in there, but that's retirement money. So I
it's
need
a lot
to
of money
sure.
to the layman, Doug. You know, you're like, oh, I have, you know, I have 400.
I only have 2.5 million
in there, and you don't consider that a lot of money
yeah, right.
based on your profession.
No, it's not a lot of money, but it is retirement money.
Yeah, but you got,
and there's some concern that if interest rates go up, the stock market may fall apart, which would be a really bad thing for me at my age.
But you have a nice after pension with several years of credits, correct? I mean, we're talking, what, 30-plus years?
But there's no way I could maintain my current lifestyle on an after pension.
Well, here's the thing. Here's
Plus,
what you
do. You own that, you have investments. You own that bordello in Venezuela.
I don't.
Correct.
I got rid of that years ago.
You want to know the real retirement and investment strategy? Take all your money out, okay, and go right to DraftKings.com and bet this week on fantasy football. Good chance, Doug, you could turn your nest egg and maybe potentially triple or quadruple it.
So
that's
bet
sound,
it all.
That is sound investment advice.
You're what you do
bet
is
bet it all and bet it today.
Look at this. The player who finished 800th in week one's biggest fantasy football contest took home a hundy. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. So don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players for this weekend's contest, enter promo code QUARTERBACK, and play for free with your first deposit. That's DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com. Doug, $1 million in total prizes this weekend.
Sound investment strategy also.
It does sound like it.
Jonathan Deal texts in, hey, Doug, I'm a guy, do you want me? Well, you were saying you need a guy.
See? Turn off that text line. It is nothing
I
but
I just
vile.
Feel like every once in a while I'm going to chime in because Charlie assigned it to me.
I also have the text line up. And can I say this? I love our listeners. They're
but,
so
but
good.
But here comes a
They're
shot
They're so
now.
Good at supporting the sponsors. I actually expected there to be like 5 or 10 listeners here already. Now, I have talked to some who plan on coming here, in all seriousness. But usually they're here waiting, Doug, to get your autograph.
Please. It's
get,
all about Tim.
To get pictures.
They're Tim Lemmings.
I think you may be right.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I think one of the other factors is school is in session now also. So they probably have got to drop off the youngsters,
That's
and
right.
then they'll come down.
Yeah,
to
but
the
mostly
G's.
Tim.
Look
Let's
at this.
Let's face it. Tim is the rock star.
Beef Momo is trying to extend what I call an olive branch because I called him out yesterday for sending in vulgar pictures over and over, and I complained about it. So Beef Momo is now sending in cute little pictures of kittens.
Well, that's a good start.
To try to make up for it.
Someone's coming in with a treat for you, Doug, just so you're ready. I don't know what it is.
What sort of treat?
Look at this. I see. I can see this as it's unfolding. This gentleman
Gosh,
right here.
Our listeners are the best.
Look what's in his hand. Look what's
oh,
in his
belt.
Hand.
Who's he going to present it to?
Unbelievable.
Doug never gets a hot take belt.
Well, thank you for the hot take belt. Gateway Remodeling, old Jim Silvestri.
Thank
hey,
you, Jim.
Thank you, Jimmy.
How about that? Comes in.
They can handle your remodeling needs and your hot take bell needs.
Absolutely.
Creative work done right since 1981.
See, all you have to do is ask.
That's Gateway Remodeling.
The listeners will come.
But that's why, like you just said, you were disappointed. Our listeners never let us down. Can you imagine that? Someone brings a bell just because we were bell-less.
Bath and
this
kitchen
gentleman.
Remodeling, electrical and plumbing, drywall
Put it in the middle,
repairs.
Doug.
You know what? It's kind of an older bell, too, which is, you know, it's kind of a...
It's an antique.
Yeah.
AAMCO.
And
well,
if we're throwing things out on the to the listeners, I do need an upgrade on my dog cage. I need a bigger one, and I don't want to pay full price for a new one.
No.
So if anybody wants to drop
no.
a dog cage off for roughly about a 60 or 80-pound dog, you let me know. I'm in St. Charles.
Why do you put that dog in a cage?
I only do it in the morning. You have to as a puppy. As an adult dog, he won't be as bad.
Plowsy, what's up? You've done this a lot, and we love you. But right now, we have conflicting interests because if we're going to be begging for anything, it's going to be people bringing us food, right? And so we're not going to have a cage request in the middle of another request.
Let me tell you, Kat, you're sitting at one of the best establishments in St. Louis for grub. So if you want food, talk to Greg. He'll be more than happy to prepare you anything you need. However, that dog cage. I'm in St. Charles off of Executive
it
Drive.
Sounds urgent.
Just let me know. Dog cage.
I love you, Plowsy.
Thanks, buddy.
But did the dog chew his way out of the first one?
No, he just outgrew it. He's gotten really tall. He's grown, I think, he doubled in weight in the 2 months I've owned him, so he's gotten a little bit bigger.
Why do you put him in a cage?
I have to in the morning, Doug, or my apartment would be destroyed. He's only in there for 7 hours. I take him on a nice walk, make sure he has a full bowl of food eaten before he goes in there. And,
but he's going to chew up everything?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's why I like the cage. I don't know. I don't want to come home and I have to reupholster my couch and get a rug doctor to clean up all the stains. I prefer not to do that, Doug.
Is that your guy that is?
This
he,
is our
give me a
guy.
Card. You got a business card
right here. He's got a microphone. Matthew Ehrenreich. Not only does he give you sound financial advice at Edward Jones, but he brings in a whole bag.
But let's not lie. He did bring in the Egg McMuffin.
I got
but
right
he's not
that.
Your guy.
He is my guy because he's a good person. I was just trying to specify
I
that.
I know, but it seems like you're mincing words.
No, because what you did is you threw. I don't think you did it, you know, on purpose. But I just wanted to clarify.
And
you know
what kind of financial executive has no business card?
It's in his car.
Right.
This guy was
he's
going
go
to work.
Now.
He's
I'm going
to
give
work.
You. I'm
going to
give you an account worth upwards of $300.
This guy was going to work. He veers off his path of helping people make lucrative money for their retirements and such.
Yeah.
To get us a bag of McDonald's, and you're going to question him?
I just wanted a card so I could eventually. Give my Edward Jones funds to him because
invest
my,
all 300
because yeah upwards up I didn't say
not
quite,
quite
300,
300.
Yeah. But you know the person that's handling it right now isn't doing great. They're not doing great. Like I'd be happy if they were the Cardinals and they were like you know 10 over 500 5 over 500
right
you know they're in Reds territory
yeah.
Really? So you started out with a handsome little nest egg and you're down to upwards of 300.
I had.
Hey, Plaza, you can turn the mic off.
I know
up,
that might not,
not
be going
on.
Over
it's
the
not
air,
going over the air.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, but still.
That's why I didn't jump in on that. But yeah, I had. I think I had $304, so I had surpassed.
And
it,
you've lost a good deal of it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So if
that's
you started tough. With 300 though, and you now have 304, we're talking what? That's
no,
about,
now it's under. I
oh
said I got
gosh,
up to three, and then
man.
Boom.
There he is, Matthew Ehrenreich.
Thank you, kind sir.
He has
sir.
A nice little pamphlet.
Thank you, Reich C.
And a nice little business card.
Hey, if I give you like $300, I don't want you running off to Vegas now.
I don't know. I put it on black.
All right, I like this guy. Done. Yeah. Once
risky
you get
investor.
To baseball. Yeah. People a lot of times give you business cards. You're like, thank you, I'm going to put – and then you just ditch it. I'm actually going to keep this. And
put it in your nice satchel.
It is a nice satchel.
Yeah. It's new, too, isn't it? You no. haven't had that long.
I've had it 3 years, Doug.
Have you? Well, I don't
look at all the junk on it, Doug. Look how
I thought you had
it's packed with garbage.
Do you guys think it would be fun if we roasted s'mores during the show? Because we could do that. We have a nice fire here. We could make some s'mores or maybe some weenies, Doug, maybe some little hot dogs. We could kind of turn them and we could eat them.
You
and it
kind of
makes that campfire-like atmosphere.
Mm. Yeah, you could do it right here, that's for sure.
Or if your Egg McMuffin
s'more in a long time.
If your Egg McMuffin gets cold, you can kind of just hold it over
warm it.
And rewarm it.
You could do that.
Two texts. One said, yes, it's going over the air. And the snuggler texts in, I appreciate hearing all the pops and cuts every time somebody speaks.
Oh, is that happening on the mics?
I don't know.
Could it be the crackle of the fire, though?
Look, it's a remote situation. And even the most prestigious broadcast institutions have an issue here and there with the remote. Doug, you know that.
Oh,
how about
throwing
me an Egg McMuffin, Charlie?
I'm trying to – should I throw it over the fire?
Yeah, throw it to Doug.
Just warm it up a little bit in the fire.
I don't want Doug to catch fire. We'd have to jump on him to put out the flames.
Yeah. Sometimes his takes are so hot, though, he can't help it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I can eat an Egg McMuffin sponsored by the fella who
oh, you can.
Deke Dodo.
Oh, you can.
It could be poisonous.
You can't. Don't let the bag catch on fire.
All right.
This is a fun remote.
It is fun.
It's outdoors.
It's like we're camping.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
This
you have
is
a
not
fire.
Like camping.
It is. No, I'm enjoying myself.
It's I not always, like camping.
I always enjoy being with you two and sharing fellowship. But we're outside. It's pleasant weather. I have a nice sweatshirt on. I have a fire. We have a Cardinals victory. Undisputed. Again, if you're going to change the rule, you don't go back and muddle the waters. You do it after the fact. Okay? So fair is fair. You don't want to – because I'm sure you could go back, you know, a month ago and find another game. We don't want to open up that,
right,
that
yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
Let's just leave yesterday behind.
Correct.
Can we do that?
And you know what? This is the camping element because we are not.
It's not camping.
We are exposed, but rest assured that if it suddenly rained, we wouldn't have to go inside. I'd be able to fashion a nice shelter out of the petunias and an umbrella that we have. So don't worry. If rain comes, I will make a shelter. We wouldn't have to go inside, which is 4 feet
away. If you went to a campsite like this, it'd cost you $300 a night.
For the plot.
Yes, it would.
I have it in my Edward Jones account. I don't care.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what, Doug.
What? No.
Quite a victory last night.
It was one of the wins
we've
had
this year. Use the
bell. Yeah. Oh, the bell is a little old.
Stop complaining.
But it's nice. Thank you, Jim Silvestri.
Even though we do complain about this 2016 Cardinals team, they're a bit frustrating. Let's be real. They're not the prettiest team. They don't play the best defense. They don't have the greatest starting pitching. We know they like to hit the ball over the fence, Doug. But you know what? In a relative down year, they're still in it. They've kept it exciting. This week we had the moment with Ledmus Diaz. Last night you have the crazy finish. As you mentioned earlier, Kat, I spoke with Benji Molina after the game just because he was randomly walking into the clubhouse.
And you pretended like you were – thank you. You were pretending like you were doing journalism. We just ran into a guy.
No, yeah. I just said I walked out of the clubhouse. He was walking in. That's an awesome moment. The first ever Spanish language radio broadcast of the Cardinals. He's doing the color commentary. And how about the game he gets to call where Yadier Molina hits a home run, and as he's crossing home plate – he points up to his brother.
It was great.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that Yadi has the game-winning hit. And Benji, I'm paraphrasing, but just said, I mean, that's family. And he said, I've done everything with that guy. When he was a little kid and helping him out when he's a kid, to coaching him in the major leagues, and now calling a home run of his brothers on the radio.
And an author wrote the book about the family and the role of the dad in making them who they are today. I agree, very cool moment. And you know, Charlie, you can make fun of the Cardinals and say, you know, the defense hasn't been great. What about the base running? But this time of year.
That's not making fun of, though.
Especially this time of the year. You know what you got to have?
Heart.
You've got to have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. When the other guys say you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Starting to feel more like a campsite.
Huh?
More like a campsite now when you sing.
If we had some s'mores, though.
That would help it out.
You know what, though, Doug?
What?
It would feel more like a campsite if you gave us kind of like a nice, what about a scary story?
I don't have
what
any
if we? What if we got out a flashlight and we put it up to our mouths and you kind of leaned in and you tell a scary story?
My only scary stories involve my house being possibly haunted.
What happened there?
Well, I've told the story several times on here.
How about
Arnold
this?
Palmer. Why, thank you.
Another nice gentleman with
you.
A Cardinals shirt. He comes
Thanks.
In. He gives you a tall boy
Isn't
of an Arnold,
Arnold Palmer.
Palmer.
That
rest
is a nice
in, rest in
oh,
peace.
Boy,
the
nice
king
treat.
Passed away on Sunday at the age of 87.
Do you text you. In? Who are you?
Fred.
God bless you. Thank you.
From the poor part
well,
of the nail.
You're a long way from home, Fred.
Good to see you, buddy.
A Charlie Lemming.
Oh,
for heaven's sake.
How about that?
Well, why don't you bring Charlie something?
He must have driven an hour to get here. You did, really?
Yeah.
To hand me this Arnold Palmer that's still cold? What a treat. Thank you.
That shows the passion of our listenership.
But and thank you for that. But if you're a Charlie Lemming, you bring a gift for Doug. Like, why didn't you bring Charlie, like, something he would like a copy of the latest issue of
Of Liberal Monthly.
Filthy mm-hmm. Jeans Monthly. Because he does. Thank you. That is very nice.
How about that, Doug?
This is a real treat.
You have your soda pop. You have
it's
your
not
Arnold.
Soda, it's a citrus tea.
Okay, citrus tea. You have your Arnold Palmer
tall
boy.
Now. Yeah, like.
And you have a bag of Mickey D's.
Mm-hmm.
That's America.
It is.
This
nice.
Is America.
I know. It's feeling more like a campsite every moment. And I couldn't be any happier.
What if we all got into sleeping bags?
Okay.
And kind of snuggled up. Or better yet, what if we brought a bed out from Mattress Direct?
You think they sell sleeping bags?
I don't know
Probably
about that.
They
I
sell
know,
great bedding, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they sell mattresses for sure because their name's Mattress Direct. When you get a really good night's sleep and wake up the next morning, you feel better. You can take on more. It's just the best you that you can be. How do you get a better night's sleep? That's a great question. The guys at Mattress Direct have products that are designed to help you sleep at the ideal comfort, support, and temperature. Doug, you get the best deal at Mattress Direct STL MattressDirect.com. It's STL because they're from here. You can find them online or call 314-4-DIRECT to get your mattress direct, Doug.
Okay. And if I ever have to go camping again in my life, I'm going with a mattress. I'm not going with a sleeping bag. I'm not going with a cot. I'm not going with an air mattress. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Usually you just go with Victor, a little guy's getaway.
I don't.
You share a cozy little sleeping
when
bag.
When someone says, you want to go camping, I say, how big of a check do I have to write so that I don't have to go camping?
See, I don't like that attitude.
Frank, I'm not interested in
camping. I don't like that attitude.
I don't want to sleep with bugs.
What about roughing
frogs?
It?
Frogs?
You never wanted to take the boys camping?
No. I went once. One of them was in the Boy Scout, something or other, and we went out to Beaumont.
Was he a Weeblo?
No, he didn't get that high. And I went with a neighbor, and both of us took a look at the tent, and we said, this isn't going to work. And so we drove to the Walmart out in Eureka and bought a nice tent and pitched that and slept there.
Don't say pitch it,
We
though.
Pitched it. That's why is, exactly what
why
we
is,
did.
Why is putting a tent up pitching?
You pitch a tent.
No, you don't. There's nothing that you do in that operation that looks like pitching.
No.
You're assembling and
it's a different use of the word.
You're putting a tent up.
It's simply a different use of the word.
Why is it pitching?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
What would you
Alex Reyes did some pitching last night.
Ring it. Doug's six innings.
Of one-run ball.
I think it was six.
Six innings of one-run ball? Yeah. That's what I thought I just said.
At 22 years old and having made, what, four starts, I'm not sure there's anyone I'd rather have on the mound for the Cardinals than Alex Reyes right now.
It's unbelievable. And you know what he does? He throws the off-speed stuff when he's behind in the count, has a put-away pitch when he's ahead in the count.
And his results are much better in the majors than they were in AAA. At AAA, he had an ERA near 5 there for a while, and everyone was making such a big deal. We said, well, doesn't he have to get some people out in AAA before you bring him up? And yet he comes up here and he's just mowing people down.
No question
about
it.
I'm not sure I understand that.
But from the moment you saw him, didn't you think, okay, this? I see why – everyone's hyping this guy because his stuff does look different than other pitchers.
And when he gets his control settled in a little bit and he cuts down on some of the walks, he's really going to be
a
handful.
And you know what the amazing thing to me about him is? I mean, they put him in when out of the bullpen in a bases loaded game and he got out of it last night, sixth inning, bases loaded. And it's like he doesn't worry about it. Like he has a thing where he doesn't sweat that.
Hey. Oh, my goodness.
With a Geneseo
oh,
shirt.
Oh, my goodness. Doug, what are you thinking right now as Deke Dotem walks in to Billy G's?
Now I'm more concerned
Hi,
than
Deke.
Ever that
How
these
are you, buddy?
Egg McMuffins could indeed be.
Oh, a handshake?
Yes.
Doug.
Wait, do that
the
again.
The guy you have suspended. Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on
Take
a second. Let
this
me get a
picture.
Pretend like it actually just happened candidly. Hold on a second. I want to try to get the fire in this, too. Go ahead, please. Hold it. Like, hold it for the cameras like a political. There you go.
Wait, hold on. Nope. Wait. Hold it.
Doug, you look like you're having
a
stroke.
Wait, do it again.
I am.
One more time.
I am having a stroke. This is the king of vile.
One more time. My face is burning for this.
You guys aren't on the air, right?
All right. We are on the air. Surprisingly.
This is our show.
Here's what our show is.
We're just as disappointed as you are.
Our show is anytime somebody walks by, walks in, we start just talking about them.
No one can see
and
it.
And then that's no all. That's all that the show is.
This side of my face is burned right here now, just to get that action shot.
It's a great shot, though.
Deke, how do you get a Geneseo shirt? That's where I hail from. We had no serial killers in the history.
He stole it from a roommate.
Oh, it's a great
look. Stole it. Why does that not surprise me?
I don't like. We've heard about Lydia Moss Bradley, and I'm just and now you
allegedly.
You can't even just give us a little love for Geneseo,
it's
Charlie?
It's a college that specializes in lunch meats. Let's not get too excited
Where'd
about
you go
it.
Again, the J school?
I went to the University of Missouri.
Hell of a school.
Ah, yes.
Hell of a school.
This show is pro-education, by
sure.
the way.
Sure. Absolutely.
I'm not pro-college expenses, though.
Always have been. Yeah, they seem to be going up, Doug. Who's going to stop that?
Tell me about it.
Who's going to put a stop
Somebody
to that?
Needs to. Somebody. It won't be Hillary. She charges way too much to give speeches at colleges.
Go ahead.
Expenses will just keep going up under her watch.
I know.
How about that?
It's all her fault. No, we can only talk about politics at 9:30 or later because I feel like the show suffers, so we don't want the whole show to suffer.
Because we start to get mad at each other.
Just that last half an hour.
I don't think we really get mad at each other. Do you?
I don't think mad's the right word. I think –
Frustrated.
Perturbed.
Yeah, that'd be better. All right, well, that's the end of the program.
No. Doug, we have picks of the week at 8:15. Ken Jeong, 8:40.
I haven't seen even what picks we're making.
They're on the end of that paper. Turn your paper. Gosh.
I don't want to look at page
two. Do I have to
okay.
Just hold your hand here?
All right.
D, can you believe this?
I can't actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You're a suspended panel.
How about the fact that you're sitting about, I would say less than 3 feet away from Deke Dotem, the guy that you've been railing against for years now. He's sitting next to you sharing an Egg McMuffin.
Even a prison warden has to occasionally discuss things with his most hardened criminal.
But don't you feel like when he sits next to you, you shake hands, he's smiling. I mean, he seems like a nice guy. He seems like it. He's pleasantly dressed.
So Jeffrey Dahmer seemed like a nice guy for a while, too.
So what
How'd
do you,
that turn out?
What are you insinuating?
Could be the same. This is how a lot of
you
them get started
some type
with violence.
He has body parts in his refrigerator?
He may.
Freezer? If you need a new freezer, go to Appliance Discounters, by the way. Don't store body parts, though.
No.
Just normal.
No. They don't encourage that.
Normal foodstuffs.
Yes, don't
such.
Say foodstuffs.
Why is that even a word, foodstuffs?
Food
like, what does that
stuffs.
Mean?
Just you could leave out the stuffs.
But people Food. Say that. Like, I don't know what it means. I just say it because other people say it. I don't know what it means, though.
Well, you don't just have to go along with what everyone else wants sometimes. You don't ever have to say foodstuffs again the rest of your life.
I kind
of
like it,
Just
though.
Say food. It's the same thing.
Hmm. It's interesting, Doug.
You need to err on the side of an economy of words.
Okay. Maybe you need to err on the side of...
Discipline.
Forgiving someone. Yeah. A second chance in
Discipline.
Life.
Discipline. You want to empty all of our prisons?
No.
Because someone needs a second chance?
I don't.
Or do you want to hold people accountable?
For nonviolent drug crimes?
This was violent.
I actually do, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain about that either.
That's
but this
why,
was not a nonviolent crime.
That's why I'm not
crime.
Complaining about Deke Dotem, who's sitting here. He's a citizen. He pays his taxes. He eats a nice McMuffin.
These and the actions of a sexual predator.
And according to my research, during the whole push to build the brand new stadium, there was Deke Dotem working for free behind the scenes, putting schematics together
Correct.
And crunching numbers all for the betterment of St. Louis. His good works should be rewarded, sir.
Hmm. Yeah.
Ring the bell, please. That is an old bell.
It's an old historic bell.
Well, it's a crummy show.
Sea Monster, he gestured at me and he said, we have to break. So something must be up here. We got to break. But we have a lot to do and a lot to get to, Doug, because we have picks of the week. We have Ken Jeong Chow from The Hangover checking in at 8:40. I don't even know what I'm going to ask him. We got him for 8 to 10 minutes.
Because we don't really know why we have him.
Correct.
But he isn't
no.
a big name, and
He's
we
funny,
appreciate
though.
It.
He's hilarious.
Very funny.
9 o'clock, Rick Hummel. 9:20, Lauren and Wayne Turley from Catherine Cares, a great charity we'll tell you about. That's why we're here at Billy G's and Kirkwood live this morning. 9:45, Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. Our number one in the books. We'll be right back on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2, and InsideSTL.com.